Friday, everybody. Welcome into the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 16, right here on Friday, April 15th. Appreciate you popping in and hanging out with us here. I am your host, Chris, or producer, The New and The Used. You can find me on all major platforms, just like you can find Pickles and Beats on all major platforms. Again, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, you just can search up Pickles and Beats. Otherwise, if you want the one homepage, you can go to our anchor.fm/picklesandbeats, and you can leave us voice messages, text messages. You can join in on poll questions or just general questions that are up there. Like I said, leave a message. And then there's, of course, a kind of a link tree there that you can lead yourself to whatever platform that you like to use. And that goes the same for any podcast platforms, whether that's Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, Stitcher, across the board. You'll be able to find Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast on any of those. But once again, welcome in. So kind of here hanging out. We're going to jump into some lo-fi beats here today. I got some, it's kind of like an exciting Friday. I think Fridays are just, because of the kind of trend of releasing new music on Fridays and, getting on release radar. There's a lot of new stuff out there. And, I'm no different right now. Again, if you've been following the podcast this week, I've been debuting some unreleased tracks between a collaboration of myself and Brandon Searley, a saxophone dominant player but multi-instrumentalist. And Monday and Wednesday of this week I debuted some unreleased stuff, and today here on Friday, April 15th, you can listen to the full-length EP of Into the Dark if you just search up The New and The Used or Brandon Lee Searley, and give it a listen. I'd appreciate that. Otherwise, if you stick around a little bit, I'll play another track off of that release. But and then also Pickles and Beats, as the label has released another single release as well. So we've been doing releases every Friday, and gonna keep that up for the foreseeable future, as long as we can go, so we got a new release there as well. So every Friday you'll get a new Pickles and Beats beat, I guess. So that'll be coming up here soon too. So lots to listen to. But let's get into a new track by one of my other all-time favorite lo-fi hip-hop beat makers. Uses a lot of MPC and SP-404, Mayuik, and Croup Noop. I believe Mayuik is out of or Maya, how he goes by every once in a while, that I see on social media sites. I think he's out of France, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not for sure where Croup Noop is from, but this is a track by them called Obsidian. And once again, you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode number 16, and we're going to get into it and talk about it on the other side. Check it out. Oh, Obsidian by Kroop Noop and Myuik. Always love to listen to Myuik's beats. I feel like I'm at that point where I've heard enough of his beats that I can kind of pick them out when I hear them. And this one's a little bit different because there's not a whole lot of change happening within that beat. Again, this is my first time. I'm going to be honest. First time kind of listening to that all the way through. I listened to the first couple chunks, or a couple, 15, 20 seconds before I put it on the playlist. And, that's what I like to do. I like to come on the podcast and give it a first listen, my honest kind of reaction. I like the beat. I like the sample. Myuik's drums always sound really nice. Full body bass sound in there. Nice, warm kick drum. I don't think anything in there is really too bright on the drum side, which is nice. Kind of gives it that laid-back feel because the sample is definitely a lot brighter. But other than a little bit of isolation, there wasn't really a whole lot of change going on. Just more of a kind of hang-back, laid-back vibe. Probably a little bit longer than, it could have been. But, if you're just, working around the house or have a laid-back playlist playing and you're not, analyzing the track in the moment, it's probably the perfect length. But overall, I love the track. I thought it was great, and I'm happy I reviewed it. So we're going to jump into the next one. But this one is from UFO, and I know I've had UFO or have highlighted some of UFO's beats previously before, but this is a collaboration between UFO and Fuyu, I believe, F-U-Y-U. I'm assuming that's how they're going to pronounce that, is Fuyu. And this is a track called Groon. I, again, have not listened to this other than a little chunk at the beginning, and I was like, yeah, this is definitely going on the playlist. So I'm really excited to listen to the full length and kind of break it down, and we'll talk about it on the other side. My name is Chris, producer of The New and The Used, and you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. Let's check it out. Another little happy bouncy vibe there for Friday. That's UFO and Fuyu with a track called Groon. And that kind of took you on a little bit of a journey. I like that one a lot because I love anytime it, coming from a big Mad Lib influence. I love the vocal ad libs that get thrown in. It's sampled off of a line somebody singing in some soul song or like a TV commercial ad, or I love that kind of stuff. And sneaking it in when you can. So I really enjoyed that. I like the little piano trickle line in there that really kind of pulls the whole beat together, of course. The drums were pretty straight. They didn't have a whole lot of swing to them, just real kind of a tight. It's more of just a background feel. I like the breakdown section where it's just bass and drums that kind of gave it almost a reggae vibe to it. So, and then the light clarinet or oboe or whatever that was at the end, it was a nice touch. I really like that too. Just whenever you can throw those little subtleties between beginning, middle, and end of tracks. Because if you're not hitting this giant climax, like building from the beginning intro song to some giant climax, then having those little slight changes really goes a long way. So, great track. I like that a lot. I'm really excited about this next one because last podcast on Wednesday, I believe it was episode 15, I played a track from Koff V, C-O-F-F-V, Koff V, and I really, really enjoyed it, and I've been listening a whole lot ever since, and so I had to put another track from the same record on here. It's, again, a track from Koff V, and it's called Uneasy, and we're going to give that a listen right now and then talk about it a little bit on the back end again because, like I said, I've become kind of a fan of Koff V even a little bit heavier now as I've been listening more and more and more. So if you haven't had an opportunity, this is going to be your first time or maybe just your first couple times listening, go check Koff V out because I think you'll really enjoy. If you like this kind of lo-fi beat music and sample-based stuff, you'll really enjoy the rest of their discography because I've been enjoying listening to it. So, once again, my name is Chris, and the producer of The New and the Used, and you're listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. This is episode 16, and you're listening to Koff V with a track called Uneasy. Let's check it out. Super short and sweet. It's only like a minute and 20 seconds. That's a track called Uneasy by Koff V, but I really just thought it was such a cool and original track. You know, any keyboard synthesizer person out there has had, you know, a Roland keyboard or something similar where, you know, they have the jazz vocal or, you know, every kind of keyboard has their own name for it. But basically you're hitting different doop, 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 dows and stuff like that on there. And it's always a big joke, but using it in a cool way like this would be fun. I'm not sure if that's how Koff V did this or not, or if they just sampled a little piece of choral music or somebody singing and then, you know, transposed that to other keys. But I thought that was really cool, using all chord or all voice chords, and the whole melody was all voice as well. Really cool idea. I know there's other producers out there to do similar stuff like that, but I thought that was just a very clean sound, and I'm a big fan of Koff V's drums, and just kind of brings it all together. The sticks hitting, whether that's a rim shot or just two sticks hitting together on the snare hits. Again, really cool, just overall vibe, so I wanted to make sure I hit that. All right, I'm going to get into some new stuff that I'm really excited about. That's brand new today out for everybody to listen to. This next track is a collaboration between myself, The New and The Used, and Brandon Lee Searley. And the track is called Nebulous. And Nebulous is on our EP that just came out today called Into the Dark. And you can look it up again on all your major platforms to give it a listen. But you're going to get another sneak peek here. And if you listen to the last two podcasts, episode 15 and episode 14, you would have gotten a little sneak peek, or you can still go back and listen and hear the actual tracks from the EP. But you're on the Pickles and Beats podcast. This is episode 16, and this is Nebulous. Check it out. Nebulous off of the new EP that just came out today here on April 15th. So any day here on 4th, you can look up Into the Dark off of the new and the used or Brandon Lee Searly, either way. And that track right there was called Nebulous. Now that track was actually the very first track we put together. I just reached out to him kind of on the fly and sent him over a little chord kind of a little chord change track with some basic drums on it, and he played some, you know, melody, just a basic melody following along with the chords and a little solo in there, and sent it back to me. I did some just quick arranging, and you know, up to this point, it's funny to say this, but up to this point, we still haven't even got to meet in person yet. Everything's been done completely online, and a lot of people do this, and that's no big deal, but we actually live in the same region of the country here in the United States, the Pacific Northwest, and it's just kind of funny, the state of the world we live in here, even though we're coming out somewhat of this crazy pandemic time, it's still not back to complete normal, so... we will get to that point, Brandon. Brandon Lee, if you're out there listening, I'm sure we will get to that point. We'll get to hang out and maybe even play some live music together. That'd be a ton of fun. So, anyway, we're gonna listen to one more track here. This is a Pickles and Beats original. The Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast is, of course, part of the Pickles and Beats label. And if you're not already following Pickles and Beats on all major platforms, even outside of the podcast, just the name Pickles and Beats, you can find Pickles and Beats on all platforms, you know, Spotify, Apple Music, whatnot. We've released probably about 5 tracks, I believe, right now, 5 individual singles, and we'll be doing it every single Friday. So every Friday podcast, you'll get a brand new Pickles and Beats track too, which is super exciting. You know, I'm really happy about that. So this track, this brand new track that's also out today, is called Hemlight, and I believe it's Swedish for the word secret, and you'll figure out why that was called that while we listen to this track here. But like I said, you just look up Pickles and Beats and you'll find some of our latest releases, and we'd love to have you follow and share. We're brand new out here and trying to build it up, so and build this community, so any help you can give, and your suggestions, criticisms, positive reinforcement, any at all are welcome. So let's listen to Hemlight and break it down a little bit on the back end before we close out our Friday here, April 15th. This is again episode number 16 on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi Podcast. And you know, before we jump into the track, I want to remind you again, you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to follow at the main website and, you know, join in on so many things. There's all kinds of, you know, poll questions and questions you can just type into or vote on and send messages, leave voicemails and whatnot. We'd love to hear from you. So, but let's listen to the new track from us here at Pickles and Beats. Check it out. Right there, that's Heimgleit, our newest track here on the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast and part of the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi label. And you know, that one was just a kind of a fun beat that was put together with a little bit of just basic Foley and some just boom bap basics with some chords, you know, just having a little bit of fun trying to catch a little bit of something and play with it a little bit. And you know, that little sample was, you know, when it's translated out, if you want to go have fun with it, it's actually a really, really cool kind of poem. So I'm going to leave it just at that, though. You can go figure it out for yourself if you're interested, or just leave it up to your imagination. But once again, my name is Chris, and I'm your host, the producer of The New and the Used, and you've been listening to the Pickles and Beats Lo-Fi podcast. This was episode number 16 on Friday, April 15th. And, you know, as usual, I always got to say, you know, if this is your first time coming in, thank you so much. If you've been here and this is your returning episode, or you've been here for a bunch of episodes in a row, thank you so much. You know, again, it means a lot. I appreciate you listening and, you know, sharing and following. Paying attention on any platform, hopefully all the platforms. So it really does help us out a lot and grow and get out more to the masses. The more followers, the more shares, it gets more attention. So that would be great for any of you to kind of give that that help and guidance. I'd appreciate it so much. But you can go to anchor.fm/picklesandbeats to find our main website. Otherwise, you know, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, YouTube. You can just look up Pickles and Beats and give us a like, share, and a follow there. So, once again, thank you so much. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I can't wait for next Monday and Wednesday and Friday to share more awesome new music that I find. Keep it safe and keep it lo-fi this weekend. Take it easy.